Guinea's military junta has placed its army on high alert along the border with neighboring Liberia following the arrest there of alleged mercenaries accused of planning to attack Guinea. The president of the Guinean National Transition Council, Dansa Koroma, says there is a substantial risk of insecurity along the border with Liberia.
D'après les informations, la Guinée courait des risques sérieux d'insécurité le long de sa frontière avec le Liberia.
He says, according to intelligence gathered from Liberia, Guinea is at high risk of insecurity along the border with Liberia. He says the information was revealed to them through a friendly intermediary in Liberia. The announcement of the planned attack on Guinea was first reported by the Liberian press recently after police there arrested a Guinean national, Ibrahim Khalil Sharif. He is accused of having received $150,000 for former President Alpha Conde to recruit mercenaries in Liberia to overthrow the military junta in Guinea. Liberian authorities have not yet officially commented on the issue. Speaking during a press conference here in Conakry, General Amara Kamara, a spokesman of junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya, accused former President Alpha Conde of being behind the alleged plot to overthrow the military junta. He says efforts are underway for the former president's extradition so he can face justice. He says the first-hand news from the Liberian press that a Guinean national had been arrested, and after an investigation, it was revealed that the man was working with former President Alpha Conde to carry out a coup d'etat in Guinea with the help of other people. He says Guinea can go after anyone wanted by Guinea judiciary anywhere in the world to answer charges. He says former President Alpha Conde is no exception. A senior member of the former ruling party RPG of former President Alpha Conde, Sekou Conde, describes the accusation as baseless. He says the junta is running ahead of time. He says this is a witch hunt and persecution against members of their party. He says now they want to target the president of the republic who did not resign his post as president of Guinea. General Mamadi Doumbouya promised to return the country to civilian rule on December 31st, but according to the opposition, there is no indication that the junta leader is ready to relinquish power by then. The opposition has vowed to make Guinea ungovernable if junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya fails to abide by his promise to step down. Edo Zoutoumou is a member of the opposition.
Mr. Doumbouya is just trying to find a way to announce his own candidacy, but he hasn't found a way yet. December 31st, 2024 is the date the transition will end. Anything after that, we are not going to accept it.
Since his overthrow, former President Alpha Conde has been living in exile in Turkey. Recently, the French press reported that the former president was somewhere in West Africa. The news has continued to concern the military junta. Like the former president, all of Guinea's main opposition leaders have fled the country for fear of being arrested by the military junta. As December draws nearer and without a response by junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya, some Guineans are apprehensive about the future of the country. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.